Om Shanti, Om Shanti. What's today? The 20th now? Yeah, 20th of... So we listen to the Morley every day. Sometimes when we don't want to listen to the Morley, we listen. How do you know you're having Maya? How do you know you're moving forward? You're having Maya. Right? But also, at the same time, one warning sign is when you don't want to study, when you've had enough, when you don't, you're like, oh, I don't feel like studying. Because there's always something in the Morley, at least for yesterday, you listen, you go, oh, that's what I should have, now I'll do it today. When somebody speaks something I don't like, I'll listen behind the words and get the motive. Or, you know, so Baba gives yuktis. And that's what the blessing is about today. And if I'm not mistaken, these blessings are these are Rajus still, right? There's a brother who's the head of the Morley department in Madhuban. And he was delegated by Didi back in the 80s to really, you know, streamline the Morleys and get them going and stuff. And he went through all the Avyakt Morleys and picked out blessings and coalesced them. So what we're reading is not something that Brahma Baba spoke in the 60s. The blessing is not—it's not something that fell out of the sky, but it's something that's made for us, particularly to churn and to extract juice for our own self. Blessing, may you be Raz Yukt, Yukti Yukt, and Yog Yukt, and please the Lord with your honest heart. May you be Raz Yukt, the knower of secrets. Sometimes we don't want to know secrets, but Baba says, I'm telling you things that are useful and important to know. May you be Raz Yukt, Yukti Yukt. See, we hear these words, right? But it's good to go over them. Yukti Yukt. And how would you describe yukti yukt? Baba gives us yuktis, right? Tactics, techniques, things. So it's to be tactful. May you be Raz Yukt, knower of all secrets. Yukti yukt. Diplomatic is another word, another translation for yukti yukt. Tactful, diplomatic, you know, you don't, you know, the doctor doesn't tell the patient, well, your case is hopeless, you know, that's his job. He has to take care of you for the next 2 weeks. Just an example. So, you know, yuktis, there's a saying, how do you kill the snake without breaking the stick? Okay, we all have an army inside of us, right? We have all this energy, all this force. How does Queen Cleopatra keep the kingdom of Egypt in line when there's no war? She sends the army to go visit another country, a diplomatic visit, an exploratory journey. Get them out of it. They, all these people with weapons and they're trained. Okay, just go make a friendly visit to Sudan. And, you know, this is what we have to do with ourselves. Otherwise, what's the immune system in us, in our body? It's a power to fight disease, right? And some of the biggest problems people have now is that the immune system starts to fight the good cells and the good things in us, our healthy organs. The immune system turns on itself, right? So Baba says, yukti yukti, know your inner powers and use them. Move them forward, move yourself forward. So the blessing, may you be Raz Yukt, Yukti Yukt, and Yog Yukt, linked in yoga. And please the Lord with your honest heart. So you can please many people, but you please Baba with the honesty. Honesties. Because then We don't see our defects. We don't see our blind spot, our shadow. We tend to not. And Baba is very kind, and he doesn't see it either, but he helps us. He knows it. And if we're honest to Baba, then it's 100% attention. If we're not honest. So Baba is always pleased, right? We don't need to please God, actually. But Baba likes to see us happy. It's very interesting. I mean, is Baba ever not happy? Baba's beyond happiness and sorrow. You see, when we're not feeling happy, we get upset at ourselves. You think, oh, I Baba's child, and then we get upset, and then we get worse. And then when we're feeling happy, sometimes we're worried, oh, this won't last. I mean, in philosophies and all religions, see, happiness, God is beyond happiness and sorrow. The soul is beyond happiness and sorrow. And there's some truth to that. Sister Denise wants to say, happiness is not the aim of Raj Yoga. We're not here to be happy. Bliss is beyond happiness, right? Bliss is just bliss. You can be sick. You can be living in a poverty place. You can be some cold center where everyone is freezing. You know, very cold weather. And there's no chapatis, nothing much happening, no service. Or you can be at a very fancy center, but no one's loving, no one's happy. Right? But you can still sit and remember Baba and have bliss. If you follow your dharanas and your principles, you know, if you have your accurate routine, you can have bliss. And then when you start the karma yoga, then there's the unhappiness, then there's the sorrow, then inside, external. But if you, there's a reason why we do these routines. It's a muscle. And Baba says, I know you're, I see you. Back in the 80s, we used to meet Baba. And the first time I met Baba, Baba looked at me. There were five Pandavas. There's one couple and a couple sisters. But he looked at the five Pandavas because we were there right in front at that time. And then he said, Acha. He gave us Trishti, each one, right? Acha. Very good. Each one is better than the next one. Each one is better than the next. Wow. And he looked at me and he said, which one are you? Are you Shanti Murat, the image of peace? Shakti Murat, power? I didn't answer. I just He said, you're a mine of jewels. You'll give many jewels to many souls. It was short. But I think about it, and the implications are there's something inside, not outside. You may be entertaining, you may be singing songs, or you might make other people laugh. But to be a mine of jewels means you have to go inside yourself first. Antarmukhi sada sukhi, right? The one who looks within is happy all the time. It's blissful. Sukh. So, mine are jewels. Okay, give many jewels to me. And at that time I was thinking about the souls who were in my contact, who I was doing bhakti with. I was doing bhakti yoga before Gyan. You know, 1 year before Hindu bhakti. We wore white clothes, everything, and we chanted. We had a guru's picture, yeah? And he was in samadhi, and we would all chant, you know, like that. He lived in another city, but he said, if you're sincere, I'll know you there, you know. It was basic, really basic, straight up Hindu bhakti. Supreme, supreme, I bow to thee, I bow, thou art One light, one truth, one faith. So it was a very sincere group of people. And he was teaching purity, all this stuff, right? So it was a good preparation to come into Gyan. And when I saw, I was out postering for my guru, right? He was coming to town. I was out with the poster and I was saying, okay, we have to bring more people to this, you know, to promote Sri Chinmoy. You know, Bengali guru, nice guy, used to sing songs, and you know, anyway, write a lot of poetry. He was with the Aurobindo Ashram, he grew up in the Aurobindo Ashram. Anyway, so he was coming to San Francisco and I was out promoting, but I saw at this New Age fair, this tent with these little flags, you know, Shivaba flags at the top. This is in California in 79. And the Sister Denise was there, and Sister Chandru, and they had just started teaching. So there were like some students, and they had lived in a one-bedroom. I didn't know any of this, but all I saw was the exhibition, right? And they had the cycle, and the ladder, and the tree, and the old books, the first English books written by Jagdish, you know, The Way and the Goal of Raja Yoga, you know, Brahmachari, and, you know, Conquering Sex Lust, like all these, like, straight gyan, you know. And the people there smiling, and you know, just, okay, Raja Yoga. And there was a little flyer with the yogi in bliss sitting like this, and then Shiva Baba. And there was something in this that was different, because each one was not like the other. They were each different, but they were working together. Whereas in the bhakti, everybody was trying to conform to like a certain way you're supposed to be, you know. It was like, and at that I picked up, I said, wow, this is a diverse group of people, but the knowledge is powerful. And the cycle was up there. Anyway, it's a long story. Let's finish the blessing. May you be Rasyukt, Yuktiyukt, and Yogyukt, and please the Lord with your honest heart. Bob Dylan's titles are Dilwara, Conqueror of Hearts, and Dila Ram, the Comforter of Hearts. See, there's two different. One is where you send an army out, just I take what I want. Okay, you know, you're going to love me. And the other is you heal somebody. You see their pain. You take their pain and you help them through. You carry the boat of the soul across. So Baba is like that. Baba is the Comforter of Hearts. Dila Ram. The children who have honest hearts please the Lord. Those who remember the Father in their hearts easily become the point form. See, with knowledge, we know about the point, right? I'm a point. And we have knowledge. I know. We get a headache. Or we do drishti, you know. I have to, and drishti, it's 4 a.m. And drishti is there, you know. I'm outside drishti. You can't do that forever. It's too much. So how do we relax but not fall asleep? That's the other thing. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, Baba, I'm here, you know. Madama, you know. The best yogis, you know, are always on that balance of force, effort, and relax. So Baba conquers our heart, but he also comforts our heart. It's all about balances, no? The whole yogi life is balance. Gyan and yoga. Years ago, Baba looked at me, later on, this is back in like 83 or 4, he said, he was asking me a question. We come in for personal meetings, right? He looked at me, he said, what do you like best, gyan or yoga? That was, you know, usually he looks at his soul and he just talks, but he's someone to chit-chat. Okay, give me an answer. So I said, yoga. I like yoga. That's the best. He said, yeah, but you need, you need gyan for yoga, you know. And I got a chuckle out of everybody. But it's a lot to it. You know, both wings. So it's all balance. This whole life is balance. So, may you be Raz Yukt, Yukti Yukt, Yog Yukt, and please the Lord with your honest heart. Bob Dada's titles are Dilvara. I'm probably running out of time, huh? You want to do Hindi soon? Let me just finish this. Dilvara, Dilaram, Comforter of Hearts. Conqueror and Comforter. This isn't great. This is beautiful. You know how Daddy Junkie gives class? She surprises herself of what she says. And I was thinking, this is a responsibility. You know, he asked me to, a couple days ago, do this. I thought, I read it a few times, and then I looked at, you know, I just said, okay, but there's a lot of things to talk about. Anyway, so to be worthy of the Father's blessings, they become worthy of the Father's blessings. With the power of truth, and according to the time, their brains automatically work accurately in a yukti-yukt way. You don't have to plan out, tomorrow I'm going to go to the office and I'm going to tell the boss, I'm going to do this, I'm going to tell her. No. You just, if you're following the basics, you're going to have good experience, good amrit vela, that will color. You know, I used to go to work after class, living center, you know, California, and go straight to work. And I felt silence all in the car sometimes, just... It's the routine, you know. You bring amrit vela into the car on your way to the job. And then you would bring that into someone's house. I work in different homes, right? You go to someone's home, you fix something, you know. And so Baba follows you if you follow Baba. People say, who are you? You're very different. I've never met anyone like you, you know. I'm sorry. No. But it's Baba. You know, and they'll grab, even if you don't give gyan. I used to think, I should give gyan to people, but I didn't feel. But if someone wants it, then they'll come take it. Who are you? Why are you doing? How come you don't listen to a radio? Everyone else comes to work, they're listening to radio, they're eating meat or this. Who are you? I don't know. Then they come to Baba. Sometimes it happens. With the power of truth, and according to the time, their brains automatically work accurately in a yukti-yukt way. They please God, and so their every thought, word, and deed is accurate. Shiva Baba, you don't need to please. It's really, Brahma Baba is the pivotal point here. I was thinking, how do we please Shiva Baba? He doesn't need to be pleased. But he does give the fruit in bhakti, you know, people do. They sacrifice. And he has to. That's his job. You know, all through copper age, my job begins. He's retired, silver, golden age. He's retired. So that's pleasing to him, right? When we become deities, he can relax. I don't have to do anything. And then he can relax. So I guess Baba is happy. So. Yeah. Wow, Baba. Thank you for the opportunity to share. We could go on and on. But this is great stuff. You know, when you should study morally a lot. So when you're not interested in morally, it's a sign you have trouble. At least the morally will tell you what you did wrong yesterday. If not, giving you something you could do, I mean, in the future, something. If you're doing service, you look forward to morally more. When you're speaking to people, you look forward. There's something in morally I can use, you know. But if you're not doing service, just sleeping, eating, and just taking them. So this is really, thank you for it. I haven't done much service here. I've been talking a lot. People watch me say, "Oh, you going to be silent today?" I think you should be silent. You know, people who know you. That's very good advice. But, thank you. Songs. I only dance now. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.